Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Remember when the pandemic was in full swing? Everybody was buying masks and medical gloves. Well, I found some medical gloves for a great price, so I ordered. When they came, I checked the box front. Sure enough, one size fits all. Not true. Those gloves were big enough to fit a professional basketball player who can palm the ball. So I was stuck with these huge gloves. Incidentally, there was so much room in each glove finger, I could have packed snacks in there. So much for one size fits everybody. Do you ever feel that way? The world tries to tell you there's one size for everybody. But you know better, right? One would think some things might be one size for everybody. For instance, an apron, most hats, many stretchy socks, a watch or bracelet, and so on. Truly, people get into trouble when they try to make one size for everybody work in all areas. Incidentally, like I did with my great-priced medical gloves. People are so uniquely different, which is wonderful. If we were all the same, well, there goes most of the fun in life. How terrible! Remarkably, people often like to be the same as someone else, to fit in. Healthy people accept their own unique individuality, and they know they are free to be their true self. But there is a one size for everybody, and it is brilliant. At the same time, it's versatile, credible, and dependable. This one size fits each person's life exactly, like a well-fitted glove. Contrary to my bad experience one-size medical gloves, this resource exists and really does fit every individual. Incidentally, this one size is both a treasure and a keeper. It comes in many shapes, sizes, colors, and formats. But it fits every individual's needs. Plus, it comes with three critical components. Do you know what this valuable amenity is? It's your Bible. Yes, God's holy word. Whether you use a paper hardback copy, a phone version, or a computer iPad option, or even 3x5 memory cards all over your mirror, there is nothing that fits every single person so perfectly as Scripture. Previously, I mentioned there were three critical components to this treasure. Dependably, Scripture always contains these three, and here they are. First, God's love. Second, God's promises. And third, God's commands. Interestingly, this versatile yet time-proven credible document addresses any life scenario you'll ever experience. Things like good times, bad times, tragedies, celebrations, life goals, career challenges, relationships, accomplishments, regrets. Such a variety of circumstances develop during the course of life. Remarkably, these scenarios come with unlimited details and complicated developments you could never dream up, even if you tried. Thankfully, you learn to solve problems as you live. As a result, you get through difficulties. All the excellent advice you need is in Scripture, and I'd like to talk about five things having to do with how Scripture can help us. First of all, very often you can avoid bad developments by being alert and aware. In other words, sidestepping some things. The second thing is that you can better yourself as you apply Scripture through hard work and newly acquired skills. Third point, action steps make you a healthier person. Plus, they are right at your fingertips. Fourth, strategically, you find every possible promise you'll need to rekindle hope. And fifth, finally, you get essential warnings to help you avoid unhealthy entanglements. All these helps create purpose during your frequently complicated life. The amenities of Scripture help you nurture a close relationship with God. Interestingly, you get the best wisdom in the world that helps you know how to relate to all people in all scenarios. Scripture's pages, or device screens, have words of grace, mercy, love, faith, hope, peace, and joy. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the three critical components that we identified earlier in this content. The first one, God loves you. This is the very first eternally dependable one size for everybody that actually does fit everybody, but it's activated by faith. Psalm 52:8 says, "You can trust in God's unfailing love forever. Not only did God create you, die your death, and absorb punishment for your sins, and then give you eternal life, He also fully intends to walk with you through every complex issue of your daily life. Yes, God deeply loves you." The second one, you get help, God's promises. Does that sound oversimplified? Well, it's the second one size for everybody that you can depend on. Sometimes you face personal fears, or it could be circumstances outside your control. It's tempting to believe messages that discredit God's character. Asking God for help works even in these times. Why? Because God makes promises, and God keeps His word. Further, He honors people who trust Him. So what should you do? Tell Him what you need. He is poised for action. Isaiah 65:24 says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." Put your hope in Him. After all, Romans 5:5 says that hope does not disappoint because God's love has been poured out into our hearts. God is everything you need. It's critical to get into God's Word. Uniquely, when you let Scripture land into your life scenarios by meditating on how you'll implement it, you connect with hope that does not disappoint. Remarkably, God's Word is eternal. It expands across all the ages, so it's relevant for you. Yes, God's promises provide dependable help you need. All right, and the third point that we wanted to talk about is that you get instruction, God's commands. God's commands provide the third one size for everybody, dependably. And Scripture offers excellent instruction. Plus, the advice it gives is better than you'll find anywhere else. Thankfully, God helps you find ways to interface with every person and situation. He helps with relationships, difficulties, and unforeseen developments. Equally, you need His help. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." God gives commands for a reason. And it's not because He's controlling. It's because He wants to give you control to do a number of things. And here are some of them. To manage a balanced and healthy life. To make good decisions. To apply His wisdom when you lack it. To build discernment into your heart. To offer help to others in your sphere of influence. The disclaimer is this: taking control of your life as God desires means being well-informed, practiced, and resolved in His Word. Why? Because, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verse 9. The safest, most meaningful way to live is in full cooperation with God's commands. So, take control of what is yours to manage as a steward under God's sovereignty over all creation. Apply your skills. Commit your style to His glory. Aspire in your original design. And be the person God created. Yes, God's commands provide practical wisdom and help you need. Well, I'd like to talk about the possibility that you might have a bleak scenario. What if your situation is really bad? And what if you feel beyond hope, discouraged, and even depressed? I want to challenge you to trust God like the widow mentioned in 1 Timothy 5, verse 5. The widow who is really in need and left alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray to ask God for help. That's 1 Timothy 5, verse 5. In other words, she comes near to God and trusts He will come near to her and help her, which is a paraphrase of James 4, 8. Though she is an anomaly in her culture, she appeals to the one-size-for-everybody option in Christ, and she goes after it. She puts all her hope in the God who loves her. Night and day, she asks God for help. She's serious about this plan. So no matter how bleak your scenario, God wants to help. Will you put all your hope in Him and ask for His help? You can trust God's Word. Will you grab God's one-size-for-everybody solutions? They unfold in unpredictable, creative ways. We just mentioned James 4, 8, come near to God and He will come near to you. Listen to what God says about you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I will never leave you or forsake you. Additionally, I will supply all your needs with my glorious riches. Did you know I am with you always? By the way, I am mighty to save. Joyfully, I take great delight in you and will quiet you with my love. I will rejoice over you with singing. Those are all scriptures, and here they are. Jeremiah 31, 3, Hebrews 13, 5, Philippians 4, 19, Matthew 28, 20, and Zephaniah 3, 17. Well, just for transparency, I double-checked the box of those awful gloves I bought. Yep, I still have some of those rascals. Actually, the size is one size fits most. I guess I'm not most. Now for some application thoughts and questions. First of all, did you buy any bad one size for everybody medical gloves during the pandemic? Second question, do you believe there is a one-size-for-everybody provision through God's Word? 3. Have you accepted God's eternal love for you? Do you live in it daily? 4. How many promises have you claimed? 5. Which of God's commands have you put into action on a regular basis? And number 6. Is your situation bleak? Why not trust God to help you? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use the online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.